Hello and welcome to The Blueprint, powered by K Marketing Co. Today we're going to talk about different website platforms, and so for that we've brought on Alicia. She is our in-house creative director and everything website guru. And what is your certification level?
I am a Wix Studio web design expert.
Awesome. And so we generally use Wix for most of the websites that we develop, but we're also going to be talking about WordPress and other platforms, just kind of an intro to website platforms, what the different options are and what they're good for. And so we're going to get right into it. What are the different website platforms that most small businesses today would consider using?
Most small businesses today are using platforms like Wix, WordPress, Shopify, Squarespace, and GoDaddy are the main five.
Okay. And what are some key differences in some of those?
Some of the key differences have to do with the user interface. With Wix, Wix is a drag and drop interface as opposed to WordPress, which is very templated based. So there's a lot of ease and independence that you can have depending on the platform that you choose.
Yeah, and kind of your knowledge level and skill level when it comes to web development,
yes,
for sure. One of the key differences between these platforms that we mentioned is the difference between hosted and self-hosted platforms. And so what I mean by that is with Wix, you've got a hosted platform that's all in one. It's built so that everything from your domain, your security, your updates, your plugins, they're all under the same umbrella with the same support, mm-hmm, and the same automations and everything. And so it's very easy for a small business owner with not a lot of knowledge to keep everything running. Mm-hmm. Whereas a self-hosted platform, something more like WordPress, that's a really good option for somebody who has that knowledge and has that experience, but it does require every individual aspect to be managed separately or to be managed by the same people. And that's sometimes it becomes a headache if you don't know how to keep everything updated and backed up and secure. That can become a little bit of a hassle.
It can become very expensive too, because then you have to bring multiple entities in order to manage
yeah,
something that isn't all under one umbrella.
Absolutely. So with these different platforms in mind, which one do you think is best for big business scalability?
For big business scalability, WordPress is the better option. But if you are a startup or a small business, which a lot of our listeners usually are, Wix is much better suited for small businesses and startups because everything is all under one umbrella.
Mm.
And because, you know, you're not responsible for updating your apps and manually updating all of the security measures that go along with it. That's all housed and done for you through Wix in one singular platform.
Okay, yeah, and there's not as much of a knowledge gap whenever it comes to the drag and drop editing and everything. It's more visual editing, which helps with people who don't know how to do web development.
Yeah, it's a lot more intuitive than WordPress is.
Okay, so WordPress is good for scalability, but Wix is good for intro to web design.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit more about WordPress specifically. So when it comes to designing a website, what do you feel is the biggest difference between something that's like Wix that we've been talking about and that we usually do and WordPress?
The biggest difference between the two is the drag and drop interface. And with WordPress is determined through themes. And so the theme is essentially a template. And so with every theme, there's only specific five pre-designed sections that come with that theme.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, you have people out in the world that have the Divi theme. They all have kind of similar looking websites because they all have the same, five templated sections that come along with the theme. Whereas with Wix, you can build anything that you want to in pretty much any way that you see fit. There's a lot more room for customization of elements. If I want the photo to be in the, left third of the screen, I can just drag it and drop it there. But with WordPress, I don't have that much control over where specifically I can drop an image or a piece of text or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to start getting into the coding and the web development aspect, it's really hard to get things aesthetically how you want it with WordPress. Mm-hmm. That's the big gap there, the information, the knowledge gap, and the kind of the skill gap there.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from design, you've also got the integrations of all these third-party apps. Almost each element or every marketing channel you use or everything that feeds into it has its own integration with WordPress. And they can often be buggy or they could not work well with each other. There's a lot of issues that we've had where a plugin automatically updated and now it no longer is cooperative with the rest of the plugins on that website and the website goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of there's thousands. I think there's over 60,000 different plugins for free on WordPress. So there's a ton of options there, but it's the compatibility between them is where a lot of the issues come up. And so, again, it's really good for the people who know what they're doing, or if you want to hire somebody to come in and help create these integrations and automate the updates and the security. But for the small business owner, that's a lot to deal with all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a time investment. And if you don't have the time to invest, you know, WordPress is probably not for you right now.
Yeah. And even past the design and the creation of the website, the next important piece is, are you going to get found? Is your website going to rank on Google? And WordPress websites have a ton of different options as far as integrations that can help with SEO. That includes Yoast and RankMath and other sort of integrations for that. And they do a really good job with the flexibility of your website. And some of them, like Yoast, has a lot of the bulk editors that Wix has and is pretty user-friendly, but back to the same down point as all the other ones, it has a lot more time investment as far as upkeep and security of every integration and with the SEO itself, with your technical SEO elements.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that being said, we know that WordPress is a really good choice for a lot of big businesses. It's used for about 43% of all websites worldwide, and so we know that WordPress is a great platform and it's got a lot of customization options, but the cons of it are just the time investment, the knowledge that you need to be able to use it correctly, or the money investment to hire somebody to build it for you and to manage it and keep it going, keep it secure, keep it updated, and keep it online. And so what I'd like to talk about next is what we focus on, which is more of the Wix websites. And so with that in mind, what is the biggest difference there that makes Wix stand out as far as design goes?
I mean, as far as design goes, I mean, again, the biggest difference is the drag and drop, the drag and drop and the ease of the user interface, you know, the level of control for customization that you have in the editor, you know, and with Wix, there's a big difference between Wix Classic and Wix Studio. With Wix Classic, you could not develop the tablet side independently, whereas with Wix Studio, you have a fully independent tablet breakpoint that you can fully customize and design as well. So, you know, it's the ease of designing those lower breakpoints is much easier with Wix. You have, you know, something like instant indexing on Google, which is something that's automatically done when you have a Wix website and you push the publish button.
Yeah, so as far as SEO, you're saying that whenever you're done with the Wix SEO portion, everything from the title, the meta description, the H1s, alt text on images, all those should be done if you follow the checklist, and the whole website should be requested for indexing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the sitemap uploaded to Google.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that happens with WordPress unless you get the right plugins and do the work yourself.
Yeah, it's usually all manually done. And with Wix, it's automatically done. So it's a huge difference and I think a huge selling point, especially if, you know, everybody's time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So how valuable is your time? Is it worth being kind of chained and shackled to the website and its updates? Or can you, you know, set it for a little bit, forget about it and go run your business?
Yeah, and I like to talk about, like, when we build a website for somebody and we're talking about Wix, one of the big points that I like to talk about is when we're no longer involved in this project. Whenever the website's built, it's live, you own it, and it's your website now. and we're no longer involved, we still want you to be able to update it and use it and keep things going forward. And it's a lot harder to train people on how to do that with something like WordPress mm-hmm. or Shopify. But with Wix, there's a lot of this beginner-friendly user interface with the drag and drop and a lot of AI customizations mm-hmm. now, too, that they're doing. That once we're done with the project and here's your website, this is yours, it's good to go. We really only need a 30-minute to an hour long back-end training with those clients. Mm-hmm. And by the time we're done with that, they can take the website and run with it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a full like resources learning hub on Wix's website. And the tech support that they offer is far superior than any other platform that I've worked with.
Yeah, the tech support's a really good point. With Wix being all-in-one and being a hosted platform, if you have a problem with really any element of it, you can go to Wix. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot easier than trying to figure out, okay, is this a plugin issue? Is this a theme issue? Is it a platform issue? Is it a coding issue? There's a lot of different troubleshooting elements involved whenever you are on a self-hosted platform. And so the support is usually a lot easier with, mm-hmm. with something like Wix or a hosted platform like that. So we've talked about how it's really good for the these small businesses and startups, but what about these medium businesses that they're not a national brand, but they've got several different locations and they might be growing, but they don't plan on having this like worldwide domination or anything. Is there a good way to make their website stand out so it doesn't look templated, but you know they don't necessarily have to go and get a degree in website design?
Yeah. So Wix offers things like animations that, you know, kind of help you stand out. There's different types of hover animations, scrolling animations, entrance animations to help you make those pages and experiences feel and look dynamic.
And those animations are they custom coding or is that part of the templated, easy to use interface part?
It's both. You can, there are pre-coded ones that come with the template, but then there's a lot of custom CSS that you can add on, not only just as animations, but you can add it onto text elements, onto color elements. There's a lot of custom CSS that you can use on the website to really make it dynamic, not look so templated, and really set yourself apart from your competitor.
Okay, so that's a good point for why these startups, it's really good for startups because of the templates and because of the drag and drop editors, and it's all in one. You don't have to worry about individual elements. But then if they're starting to get worried about as they're growing, I want more customization, I want more custom coding, there is the capacity mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. That's one of the big pros that we like to mm-hmm. say when we're trying to sell a Wix website. We're talking about the longevity of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else does Wix offer?
Every template comes with its own media library that has access to a lot of stock imagery that you could use for the website. So if you're a startup and you don't have branded photos to utilize to design the website, Wix has a pretty extensive media library that you can file through. And it's all free to you with the purchase of the template. And you can also save fully designed sections of your website to use in a different section of your website. So let's say you, for example, you have a donation section on your homepage and you need that same section on the actual donation page as well. You can save that section as an asset to the website. And then when you go to build the donate page, you just have to click and add that section instead of designing it from the ground up.
Mm. And so one thing that a lot of small businesses tend to worry about whenever we start talking about Wix or whenever they come in with a different website and we're talking about transferring to Wix or anything like that is the performance of the website. But Wix has invested heavily into the performance of all of their websites as far as, you know, it's all in one, it's a hosted platform. And their standard is the same as Google's standard. They use the same core web vitals, and they want to make sure that you don't have to sit there and worry about are my pages loading properly? Are they loading quickly? There's a lot of things that Wix does and has put in place for you so that it'll tell you if there's anything you need to do. So we're talking a lot about Wix and a lot of the pros for Wix and good reasons to use Wix, because that's a lot of what we focus on here and a lot of what we use for our clients. But like with any other platform, there are some drawbacks naturally. And so what are some of the drawbacks or some of the cons to using Wix?
Yeah, so some of the cons to using Wix would be that all of that freedom can lead to a lot of inconsistency as far as the visuals of the designs go. You know, it can cause breaks in that visual consistency across all the pages. And quite frankly, there are a lot of choices, and all of those choices can be very overwhelming if you don't have the knowledge base, you know, to back it. A lot of those choices can be very, very overwhelming.
Yeah, you need a good design eye to not only kind of wade through those options, but to also, like you said, keep the branding and the feel of the mm-hmm. website consistent across different pages and different breakpoints. So with that in mind, with these different breakpoints, we're talking about the desktop, the mobile, and the tablet versions of the website. Does that happen automatically? Does it create a mobile website for you whenever you create a desktop website?
Yeah. So the mobile design isn't fully automatic. You have to manually adjust the layouts okay. on those breakpoints. So like if we're talking about classic, you will be responsible for the desktop and the mobile side of the breakpoints. But with Studio, you'll have the tablet breakpoint to design as well. So you will have to go in to the tablet version, to the mobile version, and adjust the designs and the spacing on those breakpoints. Because a lot of times you're going to find that you have overlapping elements that, you know, look great on desktop and they're sitting exactly where they should be on desktop. But when you cascade down to a smaller breakpoint, you know, your logo is halfway off the page and not visible to the user.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen that a good bit where somebody will come in and say, like, I designed my website. It's beautiful. I love how it looks. But when I pull it up on my phone, it's trash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because they do automatically create that separate version for you, but they don't automatically design it for you.
Right. And in this kind of world where everything is so mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Mobile heavy, you know, you making sure that your at least your mobile side is fully responsive, you know, looks great on the design. But we're really starting to see also the tablet version, too,
yeah.
like how many people carry around iPads all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and designing for, you know, for your ideal customer. Is your ideal customer carrying around their phone more? Are they carrying around their iPad more? Or are they on a laptop computer? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's something that with any of these website platforms, you want to make sure that you're being intentional about not just the design of the website itself, but how does that translate to mobile?
Mm-hmm.
You'll find with almost every website, the majority of users are on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that the world works. Now, you have a computer in your pocket. Most people tend to go to that first.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that you're leaving a good first impression with mobile. And that it's not just left up to whatever Wix kind of sets it as, or whatever platform you're using sets your desktop design as once you go to a different breakpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing to keep in mind is definitely the performance as far as background code, right? Because Wix is a visual editor. And so there are times where, because of moving things around and not realizing so much of the code going on in the background, you could end up with some jumbled background code, which could affect your SEO or your load speed and performance. And so you want to be mindful of that. But Wix, specifically when we talk about Wix, has some really good troubleshooting and self-auditing for those. But with all visual editors, you want to make sure that your background code is clean.
Well, and to enhance your point, you know, in order to be ADA compliant, making sure that code is accurate would affect a screen reader.
Yeah.
You know, because the visual of it doesn't match the code that's on the background. So like a screen reader would be reading an incorrect code
right.
for an image.
Absolutely. And that usually ends up happening once you have something on top of something else. You have layers upon layers and some things are hidden. So when you're visually, you know, you're building with the visual builder, you don't see those, but they're on the page.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about Wix, the bottom line is that Wix offers a professional grade hosting all-in-one platform that's really good for performance, SEO, scalability for the most part, and customization. And so that works well for most businesses. And when we're talking about the differences there between Wix and WordPress, which is the two major ones in the market, and that's why we harped on them so much. The difference there is, I like to say, is it's the same difference between Canva and Illustrator. If you are starting off and you're not a full-fledged graphic designer with all this experience and knowledge of, you know, Adobe or all the different technical aspects, the drag and drop elements to Canva are really good. And you can make something that looks professional quality with Canva very easily. And Canva also offers these, you know, customization options that you can get a little customized in there, and you can make things exactly how you want them, but there are limitations that you can hit. And so that's where Illustrator comes in. And with Illustrator, you definitely need to know what you're doing or you're going to be a little lost. And it's a lot less templated and a lot more customized and user designed, but it's not friendly for somebody who doesn't have that knowledge or the experience. And so that's the way I like to talk about Wix and WordPress. Wix is very good for those beginners who are starting off with a brand new website. I've never made a website before. I don't understand a lot of the back end lingo, but I want to have something out there that my users can go to. Wix is really good for that. Whereas somebody who's like, I've made so many websites, I know everything about web development, they're not going to touch Wix. They're going to be going straight to WordPress and a lot of custom code. And so it depends on your goals and your business and your size and the amount of time and availability you have. And so there you have it. We've got Wix is a really good platform for these beginners. We got WordPress that's really good for scalability and customization. A lot of other platforms to choose from that we didn't talk a whole lot about. But if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. Alicia, thank you very much for joining me
thank
and being on this podcast.
Me.
And everybody who tuned in, thank you for staying this long. And we hope that you learned something about different website platforms and what they have to offer. Please like and subscribe and join us next week as we have another episode.